Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I love when I learn about a couple who has really influenced each other in positive ways and taken that message to help others. We're thrilled to have Rich Roll and Julie Platt on the show. They're going to talk about their wonderful book, all about the power of plant-based eating. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Glad it's on.
We're doing great. It's so nice to have you on the show. You know, it was so nice when I read in the book. Well, this part isn't so. I'm so glad that you were in a dehumanizing career. No, I was really glad to read the Rich, how you were able to turn your life around and how you'd become, you know, you were getting into that disillusioned middle age malaise, and that Julie had always been a healthy eater and raised in Alaska, and how you were able to influence him. Talk to us about what you were going through, Rick, because I think so many people can relate. Rich, excuse me.
Sure. I mean, I was a senior associate at a prestigious law firm in Los Angeles, and was kind of on the precipice of achieving that myth of the American dream, but also realizing that you know, I was finding it to be empty on that promise of delivering happiness, and it kind of created this, you know, hole in my spirit, so to speak, that began the process of trying to find a way to live and exist with more meaning and to be, you know, more of service and more in line with something that I was passionate about. And it took many years. Believe me, it was hardly an overnight thing. But it feels great to now be in this position where, you know, Julie and I together as a team are really able to help people transition into more passionate lifestyles and healthier ways of eating and living more sustainably.
So, Julie, tell us a little bit about your journey with Rich. I mean, I know I have a husband who isn't always on the same page as me, and sometimes that can be frustrating, especially when it comes to our kids. So tell us a little bit about kind of how your journey with Rich and how it evolved.
Well, I think that's really sort of more the norm in most relationships. You know, there seems to be like a kind of an opposite character of personalities, and it's the relationship that's bringing sort of like this kind of synchronicity and healing and awareness, you know, that comes from the opposite energies. But I had healed myself of a cyst in my neck through the use of Ayurveda. So that's in Eastern Indian science of healing plants and herbs. And so I had always been, you know, pretty healthy. I'm a yogi and meditator. And actually, it was, again, a very long journey, something that I did by sort of living my truth and working on loving Rich unconditionally and compassionately exactly where he was at. And it was that state of sort of loving awareness that allowed him to make the shift.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And I love the whole thing of meeting people where they're at. It is so important. I also love in the book you write, the first step in embracing a plant-powered lifestyle is getting back to basics. This means making space in your life for a rotating seasonal variety of whole plant-based foods in their natural state, just the way Mother Nature intended. So talk to us a little bit about this seasonal eating and how that works for you guys.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I think go ahead, Julie. Go ahead.
You know, again, it's like we are living, breathing organisms and we are part of nature. It's the, you know, macrocosm within the microcosm. And so by eating closer to the earth and more in season and more in tune with the planet as an organism, our bodies are supported to be at their highest vibrational state.
And Rich, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think I would just add to that in general that there's this idea that if you're going to be eating plant-based, that it's going to be really complicated, it's going to be expensive, you're going to be spending all day in the kitchen preparing meals and planning ahead. And you know, our sort of message is that it's really not that hard. You know, it's very simple, it's very basic, and like you said earlier, it's about just getting back to basics and eating plant-based foods close to their natural state. And there's nothing more simple than that. And our experience has been that it actually can cost less and it can take less time than preparing the traditional kind of standard American fare for dinner and lunch. And, you know, so we're trying to empower people to understand that health and wellness is always within your grasp, and it's not a socioeconomic thing, and it doesn't have to be a budgetary thing or a time consuming thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, today for lunch, actually. Oh, go ahead, Julie.
No, I just wanted to add to that again is, this getting back to basics and really sort of, we have a section in the cookbook, which is getting back to our roots and really starting to reconnect with the way that our grandmothers lived. And, our experience has been by making food a center focal point of our lives and our family, we have enriched the relationships with our children. And it really is, a meaningful way to live. It seems so simple that it could be connecting around a beach or connecting around the farmer's market. But this is really what it is. It's actually, getting into the local homegrown, organic, plants and vegetables, fruits and vegetables that are available to us, and bringing those into your life and seeing the magic that happens with increased health, increased, beauty in your relationships and a connection to life, sort of overall.
I was just, I was watching the video on your website on richroll.com/theplantpowerway. And I see you have four beautiful children. And what always interests me when you have parents that eat a certain way is, how you're raising your children. How do they react to eating this way? Are they open to, are they open to it? Are they, do they want to eat another way? Tell us a little bit about your experience, Rich.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a journey. We have four kids, and they run from age 20 all the way down to age 7, and each one is unique and different. They are all plant-based now, but it's been a process of education and trying to empower them and educate them to make, the better choice. And, it's not a linear thing. Oftentimes it's, one step forward, two steps backwards. But again, and to kind of, piggyback on what Julie said, it's really about using food as an educational tool, including our children in every aspect of the food shopping, the food preparation, the meal preparation, setting the table, teaching them at a very young age how to make certain healthy recipes that then empower them and provide them with confidence and self-esteem to make the best choice. So it's less about, are they going to eat the cake at the birthday party or the piece of pizza or whatever, and more about trying to instill in them, a sense of health and wellness that will serve them in the long run throughout the rest of their life.
Yeah, and also
speaking of kids, you have Raising Healthy Kids in the book, and you have blend or to juice. If you could just touch on this quickly, Julie, because a lot of people ask about that.
The blend or to juice? Yes. We get that question a lot. And, our answer is it depends for whom and when, what season, what are you trying to accomplish? So, for instance, if you're somebody who's trying to lose weight and you really need to get some of the density off, you're going to want to juice. You're not going to want to, have a lot of, because smoothies and blends can end up having a lot of calories. So you could maybe start drinking. You might want to be losing weight, and then you might drink a lot of smoothies and nothing's happening because you're, in fact, you have a lot of calories. Another thing would be, let's say that you have an imbalance or an illness in your body. You may want to juice for that. So that's more of a detox, kind of program. And then again, it goes with the season. So, four times a year, we do a little mini detox, we juice. We also tend to juice more in the summer, blend more in the winter, kind of like that.
Well, that's great advice. That's great advice. We're out of time. I mean, I said at the beginning of the interview off the air that it's going to go by really quickly, and it always does. So I would love before we, we have 15 seconds. Just tell people where they can go to learn more about you.
Sure. Just go to richroll.com, richroll.com, and I'm at richroll pretty much on Twitter, Instagram, all over the internet.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. Thank you, Julie. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.